Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadlick, Charles W. Cadlick, the author of Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction. His website is communityofliberty.org. Right, Chuck?
That's correct.
And tell us about Community of Liberty.
Well, Community of Liberty is an organization I founded. It's committed to inculcating the habits and virtues of living in liberty. It's sort of a mission and a journey that I've begun rediscovering the principles of living in liberty, and then creating over time an organization that can be a chapter-based organization where people can join and increase the space of liberty in their own communities.
Will you come back next time? Next time you come back, can we talk about that?
Sure, you bet.
Because I believe that nothing happens. And I've written about this. The column next week is going to be about this. Nothing happens that's anywhere close to entrepreneurialism without liberty, without the promise of liberty. And folks, Chuck, I'm so glad you're working on this. I'm glad that this is the next stage of your life. And when you come back next time, I want to spend some time talking about that. It's very important. But I want to come back to this, your idea about the gold standard. You want our dollar to go back to the gold standard. It's what standard is it? Is it a monetary standard? Is that what it's called right now?
Well, there's no standard right now. What we have is the best intentions of the Federal Reserve.
So we have a best intentions standard, not a gold standard. That doesn't sound good. What? All right. So here's my question.
Just think of what you just said. You just captured the whole point. We're in a best intention standard. Imagine if you had a best intention supplier. Or a best intentioned customer. That's
right.
What we have running the value of our dollar, the currency we use to take care of our everyday life, to take care of our businesses, our families, our savings, our futures. That's the problem.
But you compare when we were on the gold standard and how good things were in the 50s and 60s, et cetera, and earlier than that. But you got to admit that the global marketplace was a lot different in the 50s and 60s than it is now.
That's right. It's more integrated now than it was in the 50s, 60s. And so the lack of a world monetary standard is more incoherent relative to the world today than it was in the 50s and 60s. Now, in the 50s and 60s, the U.S. was the only giant economy because of the destruction of World War II.
Exactly.
Clearly today we have more of a multipolar world. So I would believe a 21st century gold standard would look like Bretton Woods with the dollar at the center. It would probably be more like the 19th century gold standard, where you had, again, multiple countries with great powers all linked to a common reference point, which is gold. Interesting.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're talking about a single currency.
No. You have independent currencies linked to a common reference point.
Right.
Which would be gold. Now, what's interesting is last week, World Bank President Bob Zoellick proposed that gold be part of a solution to the international monetary upheaval that we're in. Look, it's not like everything's okay right now. There's a brewing currency war, and we all know that.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. That's correct. But so let me ask you a question.
There's a huge vote of no confidence.
What would it take for the United States to go back to a gold standard?
Well, one, it would take a commitment at the executive level. I mean, it would take a commitment by the President of the United States and also the Congress of the United States. So it would take an election in which the individual running for president and the party would advocate.
But technically, in a minute or so, how would it happen that we'd convert to gold?
Well, what happened is that, just like we did in the Bretton Woods, is that you would find a price at which gold would the dollar would be exchangeable into gold, and that would become official. And then the Federal Reserve would buy and sell not only gold but also treasury bills to maintain the supply of dollars to maintain that value
relative
to gold.
That's over in the weeds. That's really in the weeds for the average person, Chuck. What does that mean to the average person on Main Street?
So what it means is this. We're not going to control the price of gold. We're going to control the price of dollars by controlling the quantity of dollars. In fact, Marketplace says Yeah, as long as I want this amount of dollars, as long as there's a fixed exchange rate into gold, the Fed can supply as many or as few as the public wants. So we put people in charge of the money supply. We put the Fed in charge of the stable price level.
But the bottom line, though, you believe that if we went to a gold standard again, that the economy would be more stable, the inflation would be under control, and we'd have more growth.
Have more growth, and we'd have stable and low interest rates, and yeah. we would still have cycles. There would still be recessions.
Yeah.
But you know what? It wouldn't be as bad as some, you know, the financial crises we've had in the last 40 years.
Very interesting. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Charles Cadlick, ladies and gentlemen. That's the website's communityofliberty.org. Check it out when you get a chance. We'll have Chuck back again real soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.